Good afternoon, everyone. If you'd be so kind as to take your seat, the Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development will now come to order. Brooke, please call the roll.
Chair Hooper.
Here.
Vice Chair Trumbull.
Here.
Senator DeSigley. Senator Stewart.
Here.
Senator Thompson. Senator Wright.
Here.
Senator Yarborough.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Brooke. Senator DeSigley is excused from today's meeting. If you're here today to hear our comment on SB 754, that bill has been temporarily postponed due to Senator DeSigley's absence. So you have freed up some time if that's your reason here. Nobody's leaving. They must be here for some other reason. Anyone wishes to speak today before the committee, please complete an appearance card and hand it to a member of the sergeant staff. If you check the box on your form to waive your speaking time, we will read your position into the record. A reminder about your electronics, if you would make sure they're silent, that would be much appreciated. Good afternoon, senators and members and visitors. We are taking up, we have three bills before us today. We are going to start senators on tab four. That is SB for 434 by Senator Harrell. Senator Hale, good afternoon. I know you have a busy afternoon also. You're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senators, for hearing this amazing bill. I love license plates. Specialty license plates to me are just an amazing way to raise money for wonderful causes. And to me, this is the most exciting. Well, I've had other license plates that are exciting too, but this is so special. Because this is the Margaritaville license plate. I love Jimmy Buffett. I grew up with Jimmy Buffett, listening to his wonderful music. And what is more iconic than Margaritaville? The sun, the fun, everything that is good and wonderful in Florida. And this license plate is going to really, I think, be very popular and help raise money for a very good purpose. The money that is raised through this will go to the Singing for Change Foundation. It's a 501c3 that Jimmy Buffett actually founded when he was very, very popular, and a dollar from every ticket he sold went into this foundation. That, to me, is amazing. We want to continue that legacy, and this money will be used in Florida for communities that have suffered natural or man-made disasters. And it will go to help rebuild community, rebuild lives, and really help the people of those communities who have suffered. I think this is one of the very best license plates I've done. I've done a lot of them. And I would ask for your favorable support of this great bill.
Thank you, Senator. Are there questions of Senator Harrell on the bill? You are recognized. Senator Stewart.
Senator Harrell, why did we not hear the Margaritaville song today?
Mr. Chair.
Because it's budget day and nobody's in a good mood, right?
We had an amazing video at the first stop, but since this is all about the money, honey, we're only doing the money today. And the money will go to a very good cause, and it's going to stay here in Florida and be well used.
Additional questions? Senator Thompson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Harrell, is this a Florida-based nonprofit that benefits from the sale of the specialty plates?
You're recognized.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Thank you very much.
Last call for questions. We do have some appearance cards. I have Judith Ranger Smith from the Charitable Foundation, a.k.a. Singing for Change, wishing to speak for the bill. Good afternoon. And you are recognized for your remarks.
Thank you very much. Well, I've been working for Jimmy for about 28 years now, and I still consider myself to be working for him. And I'm here to personally thank you for reviewing this bill and to urge your affirmative vote, because it's the first time that we're going to be able to focus solely on the state of Florida here at Singing for Change. We've been giving money away since 1994. We've given away over $15 million to over 700 different organizations around the country and around the world. But when Jimmy launched this foundation, he established it in the state of Florida. And this The proceeds from this specialty tag will enable us to continue our mission. Since he's been gone, it's been a little bit short on the concert tour funds. So, but this time, you know, we our mission is to improve people's lives who are in need, and this time in the lives of Floridians, rebuilding after natural disasters. And in gratitude for your support, I invite you to join me. Let's create a masterpiece. I mean, of positive change. This is what we're about, and I know that that's what Jimmy would want. Many people talk about his legacy, but truly, I think that a legacy of giving is his true legacy. And I applaud your tireless service, your commitment to philanthropy, and your hard work towards the betterment of Florida. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate your remarks, and we appreciate what you do for the foundation. Next up, I have Dr. Jeff Sharkey from the Margaritaville Holding, waiving his time in support. Thank you, sir. And Dan Hendrickson, the volunteer chair of the Save the Manatee Club, is also volunteering his support. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to speak on the bill? We are in debate. Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Harrell, we welcome your close.
Thank you so very much. And I have four samples here if anybody would like to see them afterwards. Unfortunately, I don't have any margaritas to serve with them, but we may at some point later on. Come give me your opinion as to which is your favorite. I happen to favor the one with the chair and the guitar and the beautiful plane on the sea, on the out there in the ocean. It only lacks a red parrot, as I've said previously. So come give me your opinion. Let's all get together and enjoy the sun and fun of Florida with a margarita license plate.
Thank you, Senator Hales. Brooke, please call the roll on the final passage of CS for SB 434.
Senator Segley? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough? Vice Chair Trumbull?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes. And by your vote, show CS for SB 434 reported favorably. Good
Thank
luck
you.
In your committee. Let's take up Senators Tab 3 is Senate Bill 408 by Senator Burgess, the Florida Veterans History Program. Good afternoon. You're recognized.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. We may not be in Margaritaville, but I did just eat a cheeseburger in Paradise. It was delicious. I do also want to point out that Dr. Sharkey informed me, as a proud member of the Cavalier Caucus with my pups, that apparently Jimmy Buffett had four Cavaliers that he loved dearly. So if we didn't love Jimmy Buffett enough, he loved his dogs, and he had a good choice in the breed, too. With that, Mr. Chair, this bill creates the Veterans History Program to record the stories of Florida's veterans and preserve them for future generations within the Division of Arts and Culture at the Department of State, and allows the department to contract with third-party vendors who may have already captured some amazing stories and testimony from Florida's veterans. I want to thank Secretary Byrd and the Department of State, who are here with us today, for their work on this bill. I couldn't be more proud to present it, and I know they're equally as excited to endeavor upon this important mission to ensure that we capture stories, especially from the greatest generation of Floridians. There is one amendment.
Thank you, Senators. There's Amendment Barcode 557934 by Senator Burgess. Senator Burgess, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It will take about $91,000, requiring an FTE to focus their efforts on this important mission. So in working with the Department of State, we were able to get that cost breakdown and wanted to present this amendment so that we could secure the recurring funding necessary to ensure that the program is completed adequately and to the fullest extent that it could live up to.
Are there questions on the amendment? I have no appearance cards for the amendment. Anyone wish to speak on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? Senator Burgess, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close.
Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. I do have some appearance cards. Karen Murillo from AARP Florida is waving in support. Thank you. Dan Hendrickson, again, is also waving in support from the Tall Veterans Legal Collaboration. And Susan Capello, did I butcher that? Okay. From the Tall Veterans Legal Collaboration is also waving in support. Anyone else wish to speak on the bill as amended? Is there debate? We're in debate. Seeing none. Senator Burgess, please close on your bill, sir.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Having waived close, Brooke, please call the roll on the final passage of CS for SB 408.
Senator DeSugley? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Senator Trumbull?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes. And by your vote, so CS for SB 408 reported favorably. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good luck, everybody.
Senators, under tab 2, we have CS for SB 84 by Senator Book, the transportation facility designation for the Jimmy Buffett Highway. Good afternoon, and you're recognized.
Hi, Mr. Chair, and I won't sing, but I do have hidden lyrics in this bill presentation, but I won't make you lift your fins to the left or fins to the right when you get them. Mr. Chair, thank you for allowing me to present this bill naming Florida State Road A1A after Jimmy Buffett, a self-proclaimed parrothead, musical icon, and legendary environmentalist whose legacy we seek to honor now that he's off searching for his lost shaker of salt. Honoring the spirit of changes in latitudes and changes in attitudes where nothing remains quite the same, this bill would designate the entirety of A1A throughout the state as Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway, which only seems appropriate considering Jimmy's fifth studio album was named none other than A1A. The bill would direct DOT to place the first marker by August 30th, 2024, the first before Labor Day, in recognition of the Jimmy Buffett classic Come Monday, which referenced the Labor Day weekend show. As Jimmy once said, it's a sweet life living by the salty sea, and we could not think of a better way to honor him by memorializing him along Florida's coastal highway. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Are there questions of the sponsor? I do have two appearance cards. Again, Jeff Sharkey from Margaritaville waving in support. And Dan Hendrickson of Save the Manatee Club also waving in support. Thank both of you for being here. Anyone else wish to speak on this wonderful bill? We are in debate. Is there?
I'll debate.
You are recognized, Senator Stewart.
Thank you very much. I hope that whenever it gets to the floor, you can get IT to find Margaritaville and play it. Thank you.
Additional debate.
I'll do it.
Senator Book, it's a wonderful thing. I know this started out as a much shorter road and has now progressed to the length of the entire state. Thank you for bringing it forward and honoring a true Floridian at heart and in soul and in spirit. You are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for allowing me to present this today and allowing me to sing song some lyrics in a bill presentation.
Having closed, Brooke, please call the roll on final passage of CS for SB 84.
Senator DeSugley? Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Trumbull?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes, and by your vote, show CS for SB 84 reported favorably. Thank you, Senator. Okay, Senators, that completes our bills for the day. At the stroke of 2 o'clock, Ms. Conlon pushed a button that published our budget. So if you live in electronics world, our budget is available to you. At 2 p.m. For those in the audience and those members of the committee, first of all, this team is a wonderful staff. Charlotte and Sarah and Brooke have spent while they live here. Hopefully they get a chance to take a shower occasionally, but this is the time where they're here around the clock working to come up with a budget in a timely manner. And we believe we developed a good budget, a good government budget that provides for the transportation, tourism, and economic development activities of the state. Total funding for this area is approximately $20 billion. This includes over $100 million spent on local funding initiatives, which some of you may have interest in. The majority of local funding initiatives are in the transportation area, with additional projects funded to support community and workforce development. Let me break down some of the major issues that we have covered in our budget. The Transportation Work Program is $14.3 billion. The Library Cultural and Historical Initiatives are $68.5 million. The Emergency Preparedness Silo is 5 full-time equivalent employees and $33.9 million. Visit Florida is currently funded in our budget at $80 million. The Florida Job Growth Grant funding is $75 million. The Law Enforcement Recruitment Bonus Program is $15 million. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle Resources is $44 million. And the Department of management, facilities repair, and maintenance is $16.3 million. With all that being said, as you go through the budget, should you have questions, concerns, issues, you are certainly welcome to either take your best shot to get an appointment with me or take your best shot to get an appointment with Staff Director Charlotte Jarrett. We will certainly, as fast as we can, react to any of the questions or concerns that come up. So go through the budget, bring us your issues. I believe next week the full Appropriations Committee will address all the budgets in a little short 9-hour meeting that we will go through each silo. Any questions or comments before I move on? Hearing none. Senator Trumbull moves that it allows staff to make technical adjustments. With hearing no objection, we show that motion adopted. Senator Trumbull also moves to accept the Appropriations Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development FY24-25 Senate budget proposal as a recommendation to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Hearing no objection, show that motion adopted. Is there any senator that needs to record a missed vote? Seeing and hearing none. Senator Stewart moves that we adjourn without objection. That motion is adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.